Y'all pray for me. This kind of maybe going to be a little bit strange message, amen. This is what I have. This is what God's given me. It's been on my mind and on my heart for a few weeks now. And I thought a lot about this day, this service, who'd be here, what we'd preach, how we'd preach. I thought about even what the service would be like, amen. You pray for us this morning, amen. The Lord has just not allowed me to find a lot of things to read to you. I may not read a whole lot of scripture, amen. So a lot of times preachers, we like to have a lot of places to go to back up what we're preaching about, amen. But I don't have that this morning, so I'll just lay that out to you. So whatever comes this morning will come from God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I hope you enjoy it, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, He sends confirmation, and He's confirmed some things today with us in this service. And I just want Him to be God, don't you?
Yes.
I just want Him to have His way, amen, in my little old body, amen. My miserable, wretched old flesh.
Amen.
The Bible says, amen, our righteousness is as filthy rags. Boy, don't I need some help this morning, amen. Lord, I welcome you, and I invite you into my filthy old rags, amen. And Lord, you do what you can with them, amen. Hallelujah, amen. They ain't fit for much, amen. But boy, when that Holy Ghost gets in them, amen. When that light that came on in that tomb up there, amen, on that glorious morning began to shine forth, amen. I'm telling you, life became worth living. And my life changed when Jesus shined His glorious light inside of me, amen. Praise the Lord this morning, amen. Let's look in our Bibles, amen. For just a moment of time, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 26, amen. And we'll begin our reading, amen, down about verse number 21. And we today have the communion over here. And I told the singers today, I said, I want you to come and sing after we get through with the communion. And we're going to preach, and I'm going to preach this morning, and we're going to tie the communion together with today's sermon, amen, with all that the Lord's doing. We've administered the communion several different times and kind of a little different ways each time, but this is what I feel like the Lord wants us to do. He says, and as they did eat, He said, verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto Him, Lord, is it I? Amen. And He said, He answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of Him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It hath been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said. Amen. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed, amen, for many, for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung it to him, amen, they went out into the Mount of Olives, amen. And this reading this morning, amen, very familiar scripture, amen. And this is a time when Jesus, amen, gathered around and prepared the Last Supper, amen, prepared the last meal, amen. But I thought a lot about it. Sure, all Christians think about this Last Supper, amen. And Jesus, amen, not only partook here with them in fleshly manner of the Last Supper, amen, but there's also a last partaking of the things that Jesus had done I want to point out today, amen, that as we take communion and foot washing and things, we observe these things in Christ Jesus in the church. Amen. Many times we look at ourselves, and the Bible teaches us this, to examine ourselves. Mm-hmm. Amen. To look at ourselves. Amen. Reflect. Amen. Backwards. Amen. And take that mirror, as it might be, and look in that mirror for a moment of time at yourself and say, what do I look like? How am I? Am I fit? Am I pleasing? Am I worthy? Amen. And the Bible teaches us, you know, that you know, if we're not worthy, amen, for us to not partake of the cup, amen. And this morning, I'd like to kind of preach along those lines this morning, amen, about, amen, how that God sees us. God's looking at us. How many believe God's looking at you?
Amen.
Amen. Sister sung the song. He saw me. Amen. I'll tell you something this morning. Amen. God's a-seeing you right now. Amen. Jesus, amen, saw Judas who betrayed him. Amen. Before he even, amen, recognized it himself, Jesus saw him. Amen. And yet he was there with him. Amen. At the Last Supper. And as we talk about the compassion of Christ, amen, Jesus was still willing, amen, to sup with him, amen, to serve that Last Supper, amen. I believe Jesus probably even got down and washed his feet, amen. But let's think about it this morning, amen. What did Jesus not do? He didn't run him off, amen. He didn't say, shoo, get away, fly, amen. You're not worthy to be around me, but amen, Jesus went on about his business, amen, and took care of things, amen, that were needful, amen, at the time, amen. But I want you to notice, amen, in our thought, amen, that's on our heart this morning, comes out of verse number 27, and he says, and he took the cup, and he gave thanks, amen, and he gave it, amen, to them, saying, drink all of it, amen. And the thought on my heart, amen, for this is, amen, drinking all of it, amen. And what is it? Amen. Jesus said, this is my blood, amen, that was shed for you. Amen. Listen, they didn't understand that at the time. Amen. Let's take just a moment and let's reflect, amen, upon who was there. Amen. Amen. How they got to be there. Amen. These were Jesus' very disciples, amen, that he had chosen. Amen. He had selected them, amen, for a witness, amen, for a work, amen. Jesus had called them, amen, to be fishers of men. Jesus, amen, had selected them, amen, for their abilities and talents, amen, that he saw with them, amen. But I want you to know something this morning. They hadn't got the Holy Ghost yet, amen. They hadn't been endued with power from on high. But Jesus, yes, he sent them forth, amen. They were there, and they were, amen, vulnerable to Satan, but glory to God. And they even come back another time, and Jesus sent them out again, and they met one in the way that they couldn't help him, and they couldn't do nothing with him, amen. And they come back to Jesus, and Jesus said, what? Amen. Shall I tarry with you forever? Will I be here always? When are you going to get it? Amen. When are you going to pick it up? Amen. Honey, there's times that we run across things and situations that's too big for us to deal with. Amen. We don't know how to deal with them. But Jesus saw them. And this is those very people that were sitting and eating the supper and filling themselves and with all glory to God. I tell you, I feel the Holy Ghost shout, amen. This morning, I can't be still because he filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I tell you this morning, there's not a void place today inside my body. He's like the water. devil like to have me lift them up there, wouldn't he? How the devil like to not talk about these things today? How the devil like for you to not get all over it? How but I'm glad. How when he left, I want to show you something. He didn't leave with part of the key. He left with the whole key. I want you to notice. How these decorations, how these everything on that. How buddy, they're finished. Amen. And if you stick them in the doorknob, and you turn the doorknob, amen, the lock on the door, it will open. Why will it open this morning? Because the key is. It ain't a make-believe. It ain't a dummy key. He didn't come. Amen. To make light of anything. But he came, the Bible said, victorious over death. Hell in the grave.
He got it all, didn't he?
I ask you this morning, amen, which one of them is the biggest? How could you name the biggest one? I don't know. I've been thinking on this, and I ain't got an answer yet. Amen. But to me, death is pretty big. Amen. He's got the key to death. Amen. Death has no more sting on me. He took the sting of death away. He took all of it away. I'm not going to get harshly stung by death. I'm not going to get stung like you get stung with a yellow jacket or a hornet. Amen. That poison. Now what else of it that's going to enter into me? But when I leave, I'm going to close my eyes for the last time. I've tried to instruct my family, amen, don't spend $10,000 on my burial. Amen. If anything, just dig a hole. I'll throw it in, amen. Throw my body in there. Amen. And straight from dust you came, and the dust you shall return. How the bodies went on to be with the Lord. Wait for me. I want you to think about this. I thought death, I was pretty big. I thought death, I was a mighty big thing. Honey, if he can't save me from death, what's he good for? Amen. Amen. Listen, if he can't take care of death and get you over to the other side, the Bible said where we'll live forevermore, where we'll never grow old, amen, where we'll be known as we were known. Listen, I know some old people as a young man. I don't know them no other way. When I get there, I'll know them that way. Amen. But there'll be other people that, amen. When they met them, they know them as a young person. Hallelujah. Amen. When they get there, they'll know them just like that. Hey, listen. I don't know how Jesus will be when I get there. But I will know him.
Amen.
Yeah. Good person. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Listen, Jesus didn't come back with part of the key missing. Amen. He brought it all back. Amen. Brother Mike, do you claim it all this morning in Jesus Christ? Amen. Listen to me. Oh boy, death's a pretty big thing. If you can't get me beyond the grave, why should I even trust in you? Amen. I'm telling you. Can't keep me from the grave. Hallelujah, sister. Don't you ever be ashamed of how many times you tell that testimony. Because Jesus said, hey, you're made overcomers by your testimony. And your miracles. Amen. This is the glory of God. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, church. Don't let the devil take part of the key.
Amen.
Jesus died on that cross of Calvary for us. Amen. That you know what? How we have a complete entire set of keys this morning. Amen. I'm glad I don't walk through this world. Amen. Halfway caught. Halfway loaded. Halfway prepared. But I'm walking through this world with the whole armor of God. I've got it all on this morning. And I believe the Lord this morning prepared you and I, amen, to accept all that He has.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. He said, you drink it all. Amen. This is my blood. Amen. Don't you waste any of it. Don't you not drink and empty the cup this morning of the Lord. Amen. We can sup with Him. And He can sup with us this morning. I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm glad we're having a good supper here this evening.
Amen.
I'm glad. What a table that's spread. Oh, there's a Holy Ghost here. And I'm glad it's not a man wounded. I'm glad it's not walking around on a crutch. I'm glad he ain't got his arm in a sling this morning. I'm glad this morning his back's not bent over. Just a barely a hopping along. But I tell you this morning, he's vibrant and he's real. Boy, he's a flowing right through you. He's a flowing through me. And he's a flowing through whosoever will this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Death, hell, and the grave. Oh, hell. Think about hell. You ever think about hell? Every time I think about hell, I think about torment.
Yeah.
I think about how torment of a place hell would be. Amen. The rich man was in heaven. Amen. In Abraham's bosom. But amen. The beggar man was. Amen. The rich man, he was in hell. And lifted up his eyes. He was being tormented. And he said, if you would, just let him dip the tip of his finger. Amen. In a little drop of water. I would have paid for one little drop of water. I'm glad that Jesus, amen, He not only saved me for the torments of hell, but hell on earth. Satan is loosed upon this earth right now. And the Bible says he's roaming about. He's going to and fro. And he's seeking whom he will. Amen. And he may devour you. And he may separate you. Oh, listen. If we let Satan separate us this morning, hell will begin to torment us. The devils, amen. Demons and angels this morning. Darkness, amen, will begin to come about us in our life. Sister, the demons of torment would have come about you, and I'm sure they've come to your door. And they probably knocked many a time. Said, I'm come to torment you that you'll never sing no more. Amen. Brother Mike, he'd like to torment you. He'd like to torment me. I'm telling you, he don't have the authority to torment us. We call Jesus. Because I drink all of Jesus.
Amen.
drink all.
Amen.
Not one drop.
Drop.
Not one drop.
Amen.
Has been wasted. There was enough of everything to feed them at that Last Supper. I tell you, there's enough of Jesus' blood right now.
Right.
To take us over to the other side.
Yes.
He's enough. Amen.
Amen.
He's done enough. He don't have to do more.
Amen.
Not one more thing
has
to be done.
That's right.
It's already accomplished.
Done.
Satan can never do enough. He'll never be able to do enough.
Thank God.
But he's always going to try.
Amen.
He's always going to try.
Yep.
Amen.
Hell and the grave. The grave. Huh? The grave ain't going to get me. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. Hey, man. Hey, man. Brother Mike Owens is why I sing that song. How walking on the tombstone. If I don't go, by the way of the trumpet. Hey, man, when it sounds so loud. If I've already went into the grave. Honey, I'm going to get up and do a little dance. Amen. I'm going to let the devil know. Honey, you might have thought you had me. But you ain't got me. I'm going on. I hear the sound. Heard the bell ring. Hallelujah. It's time for me to get up. Amen. Get up.
Amen.
You know, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed. That don't mean that God's going to come down and just snap the finger, sound the bell, the trumpet, amen, we're leaving. That means when he says, all right, come on. Because listen, I believe the Lord's going to sound that trumpet so loud. I believe every knee's going to quake together. I believe those that ain't stood up for God on that day. When the Lord comes back in the clouds, hallelujah, every eye's going to see him. Every ear's going to hear him. Amen. And I believe he's going to say who he is when he gets here. He's not going to come like a dumb, amen, and lamb again. But he's going to come in all power and all authority. And I believe he's going to come and say, Satan, you've done all you're going to do. Boy, you're heading down to the last moment of your life. But I'm coming to get my children out. And I'm fixing to unleash the wrath. The wrath of the seven whales. And God's fixing to unleash that wrath. Upon those that are left behind. You know who them will be? That's them unfaithful, unbelieving hypocrites. Amen. That didn't drink all the blood. Amen.
Amen.
And drink it all and take it all. Honey, when you take it all, it'll change you. It'll transform you. It's a formula made to work. It's not a make-believe thing. It's the real thing. And it will work.
Amen.
His body didn't get help in the grave. Old grave. Where is that? Where's that little one? That little grave? What's so important about that grave? I ain't saying anything. Strongest angel. At one place the Bible said, and there was a great stone. Listen, that's a little star phone we had. But it sure did work on our mind, did it? Hallelujah! Amen! But the Bible said it was a great stone. And he sent his angel to roll it back. And then the Bible said that angel got up there and he said on top of the stone. I've never died. I've come up the fountain of youth. Where's it at? It's in the blood. It's in the blood. That was shed upon the old rugged cross. Amen.
Amen.
You and I. Listen. What else could we say? What else needs to be said? The things that Jesus said when he came back. Don't fear. Don't be troubled. Don't worry. I've got faith.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Just trust
Amen.
Me. Just depend on me.
Yeah.
Would you believe in me? Do you believe in the Lord right now?
Amen.
Do you believe that God's able?
Good.
Amen. The Bible says that God, he is able to keep that which was committed to him. There's been a lot of messages preached on you, Judas, betraying Jesus. You reckon Judas was committed to him? We find that he wasn't. We find that he wasn't committed to him. He never had no intentions of being committed to him. He had other things in his heart. God knows and he sees every one of us today. And he knows that we're committed to him.
Yeah.
Are you fully committed? Have you surrendered it all to him? Are you trying to hold on to just a little bit of you?
Yeah.
And he wants it. You want to hold just a little bit of it. I'm going to take you back to them keys. You just took part of that key off. That if you go have a lock made, that key has to match the lock. And if it don't match it, all the tumblers won't work.
Yeah, right.
And the lock won't open.
Yeah.
I've got my keys to my house. I do. I've got them. And they fit my door and lock. And yours fits yours. I can't come to yours and open your door. I can't open your house. That's your responsibility. God, this morning, made a way. He said, we have a great high priest. We don't have one that can't be touched by our feelings, our infirmities. Oh, the pain and the suffering. I believe he knows all about death. I believe he knows all about diseases and the ways that Satan would come and try to torment you and I by the sicknesses that would come up on this flesh. Amen. I believe that God already knows that this morning. I believe that he knows about the pains and the anguishes we go through with Satan sending all kinds of different demons. I thought about the brother this morning recognizing the devil was trying to hold us down today in the service. He said, we just need to loosen up and let's worship the Lord. Let's rejoice. Oh, I appreciate that. That's the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. Jesus this morning has made it possible. Yeah. We don't have to be bound to these things. Yeah. We can be liberated. Amen. I thank God this morning. Amen. That we're serving a risen Savior.
Oh, yes.
He's risen above all of these things, all principalities and all powers, and all authority. God said, amen, I have given him all of that.
Yeah.
I've given him all power and all authority. Amen. There's no excuse for you and I. Amen. But you know, I thought about this morning as we take communion. Many times we take it and we feel unworthy. We feel not qualified. And I'm going to share this with you. Your flesh, it ain't qualified. When we get to heaven, we see John the Revelator in the book of Revelation saying what he's seen. On day one, they glorified God. All of creation, all of everything glorified God. They lifted him up. That is, it might say whether it happened the same day. I'm just going to say it this way. That on day two, the next event that happens that John saw, they went to search for someone who was worthy. Worthy. I thought about all the great people in the Bible that had to have stood there. Now let's think about that crowd at the Lord's Supper. Think about them. Reckon any of them was worthy? Peter was in there. Mm-hmm. Peter hadn't denied him yet.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus told him, you're going to deny me. You're going to deny me before the cock crows. You'll deny me three times. I've messed up on God. I have. Mm-hmm. I failed him. I've let him down. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm glad that there's forgiveness.
Yes.
In drinking the blood of Jesus.
Yes. Appreciate it, Lord.
This is why we don't have a high priest to go to anymore. I'm glad I don't have to go sit and speak to a man on the other side of the wall and not feel nothing. I'm glad I have a great high priest.
Yes, amen.
He is spirit. He is power. He is fire.
Amen.
He is healing. He is blessing. And he is strength. And when I need a blessing, he sends a blessing. And when I need healing, he sends healing. And when I need my mind help, he helps my mind. And when I need some sleep and rest for my body, he sends me sleep and rest. And when I need a little money in my pocket to make it through this world, he supplies my every need. He said, I think a little word. I care for them. Amen. I care more for you than I do the little word. This, but about 3 weeks ago, we started tearing birds' nests down out there on the door. Hey, man, every year it builds out there a little wren. I just love them to death, don't you? We started tearing that thing down 3 weeks ago to get a head start on it. Tore it down 1 week, come in the next week, and had it built again. We tore it down again. Hey, man, and listen, we come back the next week and had it built, and there laid an egg in. Hey, man, I just couldn't find the heart to tear it down. Come on. We fail the Lord. And we miserably are like wretched, filthy riots before him. They looked all through heaven for one that was worthy, and he wasn't there.
Amen.
And you ain't here this morning either. Amen. For we have all sinned and come short of the glory of the Lord. So when it comes to partaking of the cup, it's going to be passed out. Honey, if you've been down to Calvary and you have bowed on your knees and you have confessed Jesus Christ,
yes,
your Lord and Savior, and you have called upon his name, amen, you have believed in him, and that he died on the cross of Calvary, and his blood was shed for your sins, and you've been made worthy.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, God gives us the free choice, don't he? He says, here, choose life, choose death. Every time we choose to do wrong, we choose a little dying out.
Amen.
We choose something harmful. But the Lord, he loves us this morning. He's not willing that any should perish. He's long-suffering with us. I'm glad he's waited for me to repent a few times, didn't you?
Amen.
Has God ever waited on you?
Amen.
I mean, the Bible, it says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
That's right.
Oh, so we do mess up. God said, I know you're going to mess up some days, but don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You know what he means? He says, don't carry this thing with you.
Yes.
Go ahead and get it fixed up and get on about your business. Amen. The stumbling block. The little things in our life that I just can't seem to get one foot in front of the other because I'm hung up on a stumbling block. And the devil likes to say, hey, you poor little pitiful weakling, you. You can't even get over that. Honey, you ain't fit for nothing. How what good is it going to do you to testify about the glory of God? You can't even move one foot in front of the other. Amen. I believe that's why God said, amen, if you ain't got nothing else to praise him for, praise him because, amen, your name's written in heaven. Just stand still. Amen. See the salvation of the Lord, what he's done. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, it didn't come lightly that our name got written in that Lamb's book of life. Amen. It's written in the Lamb's blood. Amen. Satan came to erase it out this morning. That's covered in the blood. When he sees me, sister, he sees the blood. That brand new Calvary's heel. He don't see the bills and the thrashing out of my life. But he sees the man on the inside this morning. By his grace, I can get over that. My grace is sufficient. My power, my authority is sufficient this morning for you. You got the message for us laid on our heart this morning. Amen. I appreciate the service today. Amen.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Amen.
Everything that's happened. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And God, he's wonderful this morning. Amen. He's worthy of every bit of praise and glory that we have. Amen. I don't want to praise God for nothing in my flesh, but I want to praise God for what he's done with my flesh.
Amen.
See, there's a difference there. Amen. Praise him this morning. Amen. All right. We're going to ask you this morning, amen, Yes, if anybody's here this morning, you need to have a word of prayer.
Amen.
Before we get started.